We invite you to spend the next half hour with Sri Harold Klemp, the Mahanta, the living Ek Master. As the spiritual leader of Ekankar, Sri Harold speaks to audiences worldwide, giving out the teachings of the light and sound of God.
The title of this evening's talk is A Golden Contract. Now, this is the golden contract that every encounter, without exception, is there to move all along spiritually on their way back home to God. That's every encounter, every event, without exception. Something's trying to nudge you back home to God, and that means if you're a real hard nut to crack, to soften you up with love, because that's what all this is about. This is what you're about. God is love, and soul being a creation of God, from God, is at heart a unit of love too. Now, as soul was sent into the lower worlds, it had to put on these different sheaths. The mental sheath, you know, we call it the mental body, the causal body, and then the astral body, and all these bodies, and the physical body. And they take on growth on the outside, which kind of begins shielding the love that is inside a person naturally at the soul level. It's all screened out, and it isn't able to get through into this world to where a person can behave and talk and feel like a creation of God. Sometimes people feel they are created in their own image, and they get so carried away with themselves that we generally, in the spiritual term, refer to the people as being on a power trip. Basically, there are two different kinds of people. The heart people, who are motivated by love, and then the people who are more motivated by power. Their thing is to always get one over on everyone else. Doesn't mean that heart people won't rise to high levels in leadership here, there, anywhere. And there are so many others who are purely on the other side, you know, purely power. And that's basically what you know, they want. They lie, they cheat, it doesn't matter, it's all truth to them. And you wonder, you know, you say, you know, truth goes a long way in their world. You don't need to give much of it, and they're off and running and spinning and doing all kinds of fanciful things with it, and they're perfectly content. Well, we were all there once too, if we are not still, because it's a human condition. But at some point, spiritually, we grow out of this. And we become more filled with love. That's what it's all about. Anyway, Shirley recognized that this golden contract that she has with the Mahanta, and that is the inner master, that this is the golden contract that I have with the Mahanta, and today is no different. That means no matter what happens today or what happened today, it's part of the golden contract. So try to see, you know, if anything comes up for you, you know, you're meeting people here that you haven't met before, that you've met before and are having a reunion with, and all. And then you say, okay, how is this making me, bringing me closer to divine love or closer back home to God, on the road back home to God? How is this event or person or whatever doing it? Well, anyway, Shirley had lost sight of the basics, and she gave an example on herself. It was a few weeks before Christmas, and she went shopping. She went to this certain box store, the huge stores, one of the huge stores, and she was looking for decorative tins that were filled with popcorn. So she came in and into the store, but it had been renovated from a year ago, and it was now about 2-3 times larger than before. She went in. She had absolutely no idea where to look for these tins. So she asked a number of employees, you know, where to look for these tins, but worse, most of them didn't speak English. In fact, none of them that she met spoke English. Now, she's a senior citizen, Shirley is, and she was getting exasperated because she was getting tired walking around asking all these people, you know, where are these tins? And they didn't know what she's talking about. Finally, an employee understood enough what she was asking and went, and she waved to her, she said, come on. In this way, she didn't, you know, speak too much. She just was saying with her hand, come on, I think I know where it is. So Shirley goes off after her, and they go up one aisle. No, it wasn't there. And then down another aisle. No, it wasn't there. And he went back and forth, and they crisscrossed this huge store so many times. And about this time, Shirley's good humor had got up and gone home. And so she was getting really upset, and she was thinking about all this and how she was so inconvenienced and how nobody spoke English, nobody could find her tins, and how she was going to complain to management. She was going to... outrageous! Purely outrageous. And then all of a sudden she caught herself and said, wait a minute. This isn't how I think. This isn't how I behave. What's going on here? Well, then an answer came through to her, very gently, and it was a picture of her health practitioner saying to her, Shirley, you need to get on an exercise program, and considering everything, you ought to go on a walking program. You've got to walk. And so she's looking at this, and she said, you know, while I'm standing here, while I was standing here complaining, what's going on? What's this all about? The Mahanta, the inner master, was getting me started on this program. And then all her exhaustion, it just drained away, and this energy came back in, and she felt great. Well, they had found the tins in the meantime, the decorative tins, but the employee had seen how very hard it had been on Shirley. And so she kept saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And Shirley puts her arm around her and says, "It's okay, it's okay, it's just fine." The woman she was just so upset, she wouldn't calm down. So Shirley's there with her arm around the woman, trying to get her to calm down and realize, hey, it's all okay. Everything's going fine. Just about this time, the store manager comes walking by, and he's often used to seeing upset customers and employee trying to calm them down. But he'd never seen an upset employee with a customer calming her down. So he comes up, asks, "What's going on, you know?" And so Shirley goes ahead and gives him a thumbnail sketch of what had been going on. And he says, "I wish I had a camera. This is a Kodak moment." Well, this was one of those examples of a golden contract, because as soon as Shirley caught herself and remembered that every person, every event is for a reason, then you're on the right track. She was on the right track. In the meantime, the manager, I'm sure, took something away from this. And the employee did, and certainly Shirley did. The title of this story is The White Feather. I'm going to call this person Mark. Mark was from the UK. He was on a plane to the United States last October on his way to Minneapolis for a business meeting. And on the plane, in the seat beside him, there happened to be an Eckes. He didn't know anything about Eckenkar or anything. Mark didn't. He was just going to Minneapolis on a business trip. But he had just lost his wife or his mate of 25 years. And there were times the sorrow was just about to crush him. And then his seatmate went to sleep, and he left this book, this Eck book, lying on the tray table, and it said, "Those wonderful Eck masters." And he was curious about this. So he picked up the book, and he read about it. He read about the Eck masters and about Eckenkar. And when the Eckes awoke, he asked him, "More, you know, please tell me more about the Eck masters and Eckenkar." And the Eckes says, "Well, you're in luck," he said, "because there is a seminar in Minneapolis. It's open to the public." And so Mark made a decision right on the spot. He was going to go straight from the airport, straight there to the hotel or to the convention center where the seminar was. And he was going to learn more about Eckenkar. Because he went to a round table then, and it was actually a workshop. It was Keys to the Secret Worlds. And he had a strong nudge to go there. And when he got there, he heard what the people were saying, and he kept saying things like that. Yeah, yeah. I understand that. I believe it. I agree. Then as he got talking, he told the others who were there, he told them about the loss of his wife. And when she had died, or his mate, when she had died, he asked her for a sign. He said, show me that you are all right. And he said, I want a white feather. This will be a sign that I will understand that you're okay. And he said, it's got to be tomorrow. Not the day after, not a week from now, not a year from now, but it's got to be tomorrow. And he's telling this story. Well, he went to bed then that night. He was very restless, got up the next morning, cleaned himself up, and he went out to the car, and there on the hood was a white feather. And then he said, she's okay. But then he began to wonder about the spiritual worlds. He began to wonder. He said, what are they? And so then he's on the plane. He sees this Eck book. The Eckes then extends the golden contract and says, hey, there's a seminar open to the public. Mark takes advantage. A door was opened, but he had to go through it, and he did. And he went through the door, and then he learned. And then he mentioned at the workshop that as soon as it was over, he was going to go to the book room and find books where he could learn more about these teachings, and he could learn more about the spiritual worlds. Yeah, there are a lot of different spiritual worlds. And I've mentioned them in my talks. They're in the books and other writings. But the golden contract here was signed, I would say, with a white feather. Christina was a Catholic woman from California. And she says that she was praying in bed when this nudge, here again comes that mysterious nudge, that told her to turn on the TV to a certain channel. And a special spiritual seminar was being broadcast. The speaker's topic was on dream work, as she phrased it. How to use dreams to gain a higher perspective or an insight into a higher state of consciousness. And at the end of the program, the name Ekankar came on the screen. So she was impressed by what the speaker had said, so she went to the public library to search what Ekankar was. She wondered, you know, never heard of this before. And then she found information, and she found books there, and she read several of the Eck books, and then she also learned about Hu. This is the ancient name for God, as you know, as our guests know too, from it as being the ancient name for God. And so she ordered the Hu CD. This is the love song to God. So then we're going to jump ahead here about 2 weeks. It's a Sunday morning. Christina's in church. She got there a little early. She wanted to spend a little time meditating before the priest began his homily. So she begins her meditation, and Reba Zartarz, the Ekmaster, comes to her. And he takes her by the hand. Well, she described him, you know, here he was in this long, deep red robe. And he took her by the hand, and he said, I'm with you now, and you will soon be called to service. So when she opened her eyes, she looked directly at the priest, who was also looking at her. And then he said, well, first she wondered, when did he begin his homily? Because she had tuned out entirely. She was gone. She was over there somewhere with Reba Zartarz. And then the priest was just saying at this time, in ancient times, a person's cloak was a necessary, valuable, and a highly respected article of clothing. And then it struck her, Rebazar's red cloak, and that the priest would choose such a moment to speak of cloak. She thought, well, you know, this is a happy coincidence. And so now we jump, two more days forward, and Christina was playing the Hue CD and doing her spiritual exercise. And then in this 20-minute session of when she was doing this, something happened that she called breathtaking and humbling. Reba Zartarz joined her again, and he pointed her to a path to the sun. And on the way there, she saw the love of her life and her family, the other family members, and they greeted her and they said, love is the answer. And indeed, love is the answer. And these of her family who had gone on before had learned this. They knew it now, if they hadn't known it before as completely as they knew it now. Well, Rebazar then took her by the hand and they went through the sun to a beautiful mountain community. Now, he took her through the sun, but the odd thing about it was that, well, the sun is one of the sun worlds. This is one of the subplanes to the pure astral plane. There are the sun worlds, the moon worlds, and the lightning worlds. These are all mentioned in the Ek writings. And this was one of the sun worlds. And Reba Zartarz took her through the sun world to a mountain community. But they could still see the sun. Things are different there. They're not the same as they're here, where you can say, okay, things are three-dimensional. Well, things are four-dimensional there. It's different. It's hard to explain. And in fact, it's impossible to explain. You'd have to be there. And through these teachings, she found herself there and experiencing this sort of thing. She was with a number of other people. They were all singing. They were singing this Hue song. They were all dressed in white. She was one of the throng. And they were all singing this Hue song. And the sun didn't burn them. It was warm and it was comfortable. It was almost like a warm embrace. It was as if the goodness and the love of God had encompassed her and all these people. And then came the sound of bells. By this time, she was hearing the next plane up beyond the astral plane and its subplanes. She was hearing the bells from the causal plane. This is one of the mental worlds, the lower mental world. There's the causal plane, the mental plane, and then the etheric plane. These all come before the soul plane, which is the first of the true spiritual worlds. Beautiful sounds. And it was as if they were, she says, of all tones and all loudness from near and far. Bells. And then it was as if she and all the singing people were being called to service by the bells. And this is what Rebazertars had told her 2 days ago, that she would soon be called to service. Well, it was service, but in a way she had never expected. And when the huge song came to a close, she awoke, refreshed and at peace, and again, as she said, humbled by the experience. Within a short 3 weeks from beginning to this time, she said she had the most profound mind-transforming and soul-aspiring events of her life. As of this day forward, she continues, I know that how I live life will never be the same. I would like to thank you for having come. And my love goes with you, is with you, on your way home. May the blessings be. Thank you.